This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your calls at 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites as well, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you prefer, you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And I also want to remind you to check out our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Jessica DuBois is going to talk to us about eating disorders. Jessica is an eating disorder specialist. She's got a degree. She says she combines fields of dynamic eating psychology is what she calls it. Not sure what her degree is in, but anyway, she's going to talk to us about coaching for eating disorder patients and clinical nutrition and body-centered practices for helping control appetite and a few other interesting things. She actually went to school at the Chicago School of Massage Therapy, as I look through her bio here. And a lot of her work comes from a guy named Mark David. Mark David has written a lot about how to lose weight in a healthy way. One of his really cool books is called The Slow Down Diet. I read that a long time ago, and it's subtitled Eating for Pleasure, Energy, and Weight Loss. And he talks in the book about how eating much slower will allow you to be satisfied much more quickly. Food manufacturers or fast food purveyors know this, and they'll actually put food softeners in their foods. And food softeners are softening chemicals, phosphates, which absorb water. Make chicken really soft and meat really soft and bread really soft, and they actually call it throat slip. That's what food processors will call it, and they know that the more food slip a food has, the more food people will eat, and slowing down eating is actually a very powerful weight loss and appetite suppression tool. You get fuller faster when you eat slowly. That book is called The Slow Down Diet. If you're interested in reading that, Mark David, MARC DAVID, Mark David, and we'll talk to Jessica DuBois about her strategies. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010 is our number. All right, so we've been talking about stress, the stress response. I find the stress response to be really, really fascinating and misunderstood. We get better when we're stressed out in the appropriate context. That's the key, the appropriate context. Just stress by itself is not a good thing, but stress in the appropriate context is how the body grows. It's how cells grow. It's how we get better. Everything gets better when it's under a certain amount of stress in the right context. Context is nutrition. Yesterday I left off talking about this whole idea of protons and electrons. And I didn't want to get too in the weeds, but it's kind of interesting, actually, especially in the world of skincare. Protons are little pieces of acid. You can think of them that way. When you hear about acid diets or acid foods, foods that make you have an acid response, cancer loves acid, acid is stress. And you hear that a lot, and alkaline is calming and alkaline is relaxing. What we're really talking about is protons. Acid being a condition where there's a lot of positive charges. These positive charges, the little pieces of acid, are actually a good thing. These little pieces of acid, in the right context, stimulate growth. That's why if you want to have big, strong muscles and you're lifting weights, you want to feel the burn. The burn is acid, lactic acid. Acid tells the cells they got to grow. Acid is like a switch. It tells the cells they got to start. They got to pick up their pace, so to speak. They got to move faster. They got to take care of business faster. The stress response and acid are all stimulus for growth. However, you got to have the raw materials for the growth to occur. This is where stress gets a bad rap. If you stress without the right raw materials, without the right context, if you have protons without the right context, if you have acid without the right context, that's not a good thing. That's where it gets a bad rap. Acid by itself is a problem, but acid, or protons, which are little pieces of acid, followed by antioxidants, i.e. electrons, that's a great thing. When you can deliver protons and then follow it up with electrons, that's like going to the gym and coming home and doing your nutrition. That's basically what you're talking about. Nutrition is electrons. That's how all micronutrients and macronutrients work, with electrons. And I don't want to get into in the weeds, but a vitamin is a vitamin because it facilitates the flow of electrons. Minerals carry electrons. And proteins and fats and sugars are ways that we derive electrons. We derive electrons from good food, and we nutrients help the body, help those electrons flow. That's the relationship, by the way, between macronutrition and micronutrition. Macronutrition provides the electrons. Micronutrition improves their flow. So acid on itself, by itself, is a problem, but acid followed by electrons is not. Acid followed by electrons is lightning. Yes, lightning, literally, that's what lightning is. Lightning in the sky is the interaction of acid, or protons, I should say, and electrons. When a proton hits an electron, you get lightning. When that happens in a cell, you get lightning in the cell. Metaphorically, maybe even literally. I'm sure light is released on some level. And that lightning is what activates the cell to do things. You're turning it on with the acid, but you got to have the electrons to get the lightning. If you just have the acid without the electrons, that cell is going to burn out. That's what you don't want. You don't want to stress the system when it can't handle the stress. You do want to stress the system when it can handle the stress. And stress means just a little bit more than it can handle. Just a little bit more. You go to where the system can handle it, and then you push it just a little bit more. That's the way you leverage stress, and you do it in the context of energy and nutrition. This is really important in skin, for you guys who are interested in having beautiful skin. Really important, because you can take advantage of this phenomena, this stress leading to good things phenomena on the skin if you know what you're doing. You can use protons, acid, on the skin. That's why lactic acid and glycolic acid and malic acid and salicylic acid are really good for the skin in the right context. There's actually estheticians and skincare professionals out there who tell you not to do this to your skin because they don't know about in the right context. They don't realize that in the right context, that's actually how the skin grows. That's how you get more connective tissue. That's how you get more moisture factors. That's how you get a thicker and stronger and more robust barrier. By stimulating in the right context. Best stimulators are going to be your acids, and you really want to make sure you're using acids on a regular basis. And by acids, I mean alpha hydroxy acids and perhaps beta hydroxy acids. We've talked about those a lot on this program. And then also topical vitamins, especially topical vitamin C, which is one of the best antioxidant electron carriers. That's how vitamin C works. That's why vitamin C is so good for so many different things. It's because it's so wonderful at carrying electronic energy, electrons specifically. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we have lines open, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment if we have calls, and Jessica Dubois coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We got Jessica Dubois coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about eating disorders and things you can do about it and weight loss strategies as well. And then I will get your calls this segment. If you have questions or comments or success stories you would like to share, 866-735-2470. is our phone number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you're in the Longmont area, I'll be doing a talk from my good friend Tom Chenault at the Journey Church. If you're in the Longmont area, love to see you. That's this.
Excuse me.
That's this Saturday. We got August. What is it? This Saturday, August 17th, 2019. August 17th, 2019, 10 a.m. at the Journey Church. We'll be doing a talk. I'll be doing a talk, and a few other folks will be doing talks. And these Super Saturdays are very entertaining and very educational, and they really demonstrate. If you are new to longevity and you want to just come by, drop by, they'll show you that this is a longevity business. It's just an awesome business for people who want to better themselves, not just in the world of nutrition, not just in terms of nutrition, and not just in terms of finances, but just in terms of being a better human being. And there's all kinds of skills that you learn at these Super Saturdays, and if you're in the Longmont area, I will be doing a little bit of a talk here at the end of the afternoon. It goes from 10 to 1. This Saturday at the Journey Church in Longmont, Colorado, and you can shoot me an email if you have questions, ben@ksco.com. All right, so we're talking about, hang tight, if you're on hold, we'll get you in just a moment. We're talking about this idea of stress and the benefits of stress, why stress is not something to be avoided. I hear from skincare professionals all the time that I hear from patients that their skincare professionals tell them, oh, you should stay out of the sun, and you shouldn't be using alpha hydroxy acids, and you shouldn't be using retinol. And these are well-meaning skincare professionals and medical professionals, they've fallen victim to the superficial, to the simplistic idea about the body and the skin that says, oh, if you put some stressor on the skin, that's somehow going to put a burden on the skin that the skin can't handle. No, that's like saying I'm not going to go to the gym. That's like saying, you know, you shouldn't go to the gym and lift weights because that's going to put stress on your muscles. Don't ride on that exercise bike. That's going to put stress on your hamstrings. You know, don't do yoga. Don't do Pilates. That's just going to put stress on your muscle system. Nobody would think that. There's a misconception we have about stress. We hear that word all the time. So let's be clear. Stress is your friend if it's in the right context. If it's in the context of nutrition in terms of physical stress, and if it's in terms of psychological stress, if you have the appropriate coping mechanisms to handle the stress, you can actually grow from stress. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You can use stress to your advantage. That being said, if stress is burdensome and you're not mitigating it or fueling it, then you can run into a problem. And that's where we come to estrogen, which is what we've been talking about. Estrogen is a major stress hormone, stress management hormone. It's basically cholesterol with a little tweak on it, a few modifications. It's cholesterol that's been tweaked. That's what estrogen is. And guess what? Like estrogen is a stress management substance, so is cholesterol. Cholesterol is a stress management substance. It helps the body handle stresses. To lower your cholesterol artificially, pharmacologically, is just nonsense. It's crazy. It's biochemical ignorance of the highest degree to artificially lower your cholesterol with a prescription drug. Cholesterol is vital substance of a biochemical, maybe the most vital biochemical in the body. Now, you will get cholesterol from food, so if you take a statin drug, there's still cholesterol. Your blood cholesterol will go up with food because cholesterol is really important. So the body can get cholesterol from food, or it can make it. And most of the cholesterol in the blood, by the way, is made. It's not in food. Eggs are a good source of cholesterol. Everybody knows that. Organ meats are a good source of cholesterol. Dairy is going to have some cholesterol in it. Cholesterol is not found in vegetarian foods. It's not a vegetable molecule, although vegetables, plants make something called phytocholesterol or phytosterol, they'll call it. And that's similar. And it turns out that these phytosterols can soften the blow of elevated cholesterol. And that's why a lot of alternative practitioners will recommend phytosterols to people who are trying to lower their cholesterol. The phytosterols trick the body into lowering some cholesterol. When you eat cholesterol, your body stops making cholesterol. Cholesterol is controlled in that way. So the more cholesterol you eat, the less your body makes. So the thinking is by ingesting phytosterols, from soy especially, but from legumes in general, by ingesting phytosterols, your body will down-regulate its own production of cholesterol. That's the theory. Whether it's true or not, it's up for debate. But there is some literature that says that these phytosterols from plants, legumes mostly, can have an anti-cholesterol or cholesterol-lowering effect by tricking the body into making less. So, I mean, if you really wanted to lower your cholesterol, that's one strategy. But remember, cholesterol is a stress substance, so stress management substance, and sugar is a major stressor. Cholesterol is a building substance, and sugar is involved in the building process. So the best way to lower your cholesterol is reduce your blood sugar, by far. That's the best way to do it. Reduce your blood sugar, and everybody who studies cholesterol and the relationship between cholesterol and cardiovascular disease know that cholesterol and blood sugar, elevated cholesterol and blood sugar, go hand in hand. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Japan and say hello and good morning to our friend Rhea. What's up, Rhea?
Hi, Pharmacist Ben. Sorry to be calling you so many times in a row.
No problem. What's going on? I'm glad I can help you. I hope I can help you.
I have a question about my mom.
Yes.
I had told you that she's had ulcerative colitis surgery like 30 years ago, and she doesn't have her large intestine. It's all cut out.
Okay. Yeah.
And my question is, recently she's having pains in her arms, and out of nowhere, they're like pains in her arms. And then those
nerve pain, like nerve numb.
Yeah.
Numbing? Yeah. Yeah, that's called neuropathy.
She has numbness in her ring finger and her pinky finger on her left hand.
Called neuropathy. Have you heard that term, neuropathy?
Not really.
Okay, neuropathy is neuro means nerves. Pathy means pathology. It's a neural problem that typically happens to people who have blood sugar. It's linked to blood sugar problems, and it's linked to age. It happens as we get older, and it happens when people have blood sugar problems. Now, without an intestine, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that's going to be going wrong with her metabolism and her biochemistry. So I don't know definitively what her blood sugar situation is, but that's a sign that there is a blood sugar problem. The colon, the large intestine, I should say, doesn't play a major role in absorption of foods and nutrients. A little bit, but basically it's a waste extract system. So, you know, she's going to have a problem cleaning herself out, basically. And that can lead to all kinds of metabolic issues, including blood sugar problems. So I would be working on the blood sugar is the best.
What can I do to help her?
Say again?
What can I do to help her stay away?
Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Mm-hmm. That's what you use for that. The B complex and electrolytes, vegetable juices, essential fats wouldn't hurt her.
Okay.
But I would be thinking electrolytes. Mm-hmm. B vitamins. It's an electrical conductivity issue, and keep her sugar down. You want to focus on the electricity of the body. All right, Rhea, got to take a commercial break.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got Jessica Dubar coming up at the bottom of the hour. In our next segment, we'll talk about vibrant life breakthroughs with Jessica Dubar, appetite suppression and weight loss. Don't go away. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 8 hours after the standoff began in Philadelphia, the suspect involved in a shooting that left 6 Philadelphia police officers wounded was arrested. Reports are he surrendered after speaking on the phone with his lawyer last night. The incident began hours earlier when police tried to serve a warrant in a drug investigation. Thousands gathering at a baseball stadium in El Paso last night to remember the victims of the recent mass shootings at a Walmart there. Texas Governor Greg Abbott among those who spoke.
We may never fully understand the evil in this world or the hatred behind it, but here is what we do know. We know this evil will not overcome us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth shopping site. We've got digestive enzymes and power powders and various devices, EMF devices, probiotics, herbal extracts at truthnourishment.com. TruthNourishment.com. All right, welcome back to the Bright Side. I am very excited to do our next guest, to have our next guest on. Jessica DeBoer is an eating psychology coach, and she specializes in eating disorders. I talked to Jessica a couple weeks ago. She uses our Truth Skin Health products, and and just got to chatting, and I was like, well, sounds like something my Brightside listeners might be interested in hearing about. Everybody wants to lose weight. Appetite suppression is a big thing, and food choices are so hard to make. It's so hard to know what the heck to eat. So any information that we can glean from professionals in the eating business, eating psychology professionals, is going to be in all of our health interests. So I am very excited to have our next guest on, Jessica DeBoer. Hello, Jessica.
Hello, aloha.
Aloha. So you're in Maui.
I am in Maui.
What's it like in Maui these days? It's still hot.
Well, you know, right now it's like full moon here. I mean, it's still dark, so it's quite eerie when I look out there. I just see this bright moonlight shining down.
It's still early in the morning. But, you know, I was there about a month ago, and it was brutal, brutal, brutal. I had no idea how hot and muggy it could be.
Well, you know, I live 4,000 feet, so I don't have that same mugginess.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, all right. Well, it was beautiful. I will say that.
We have the perfect 70-degree weather year-round.
Lucky you. And it is very visually stunning. Maui is quite beautiful. So you're an eating psychology coach. What the heck does that mean?
That is such a good question. Well, you know, one thing that we all do, unless we're breatharians, is we eat. So I get to work with people on not just what food we take in, but also all the emotional component around food, because it's our first form of nourishment when we, you know, come out of the womb is, you know, give me the milk and give me the comfort. So we end up developing a lot of potential issues around food, and I think we all know well what it's like to have cravings and, you know, to sometimes go towards food as a comfort when maybe there are other things that we can do as well.
Do you think, in your opinion, do you think it is inevitable that we are going to have health problems if we eat for emotional reasons, or can you eat for emotional reasons and still, in your opinion, and still be a healthy, or is it there, are they mutual, is good health and eating for emotions mutually exclusive?
I think they're completely connected, and I think if we're eating to try to support us in some emotional component, it can be detrimental. It depends if we're eating because for pleasure and we're making good food choices, I think that can support us in health. But if we're using it because we're not getting something else in our life and we're going for something maybe even sweet or something that may not be supporting us health-wise, that can lead us down the wrong track.
Okay, so talk to us. You mentioned sweet. When I think of that, and I think of the combinations of sweet plus eating for emotions and eating for pleasure, I think of cravings. So what? Tell me how you deal with those. What from an eating psychology perspective, what are cravings, and how do you deal with them therapeutically?
Sure. Okay, so let's just say I had a really bad day, and instead of maybe finding something that's going to help support me in relaxing my system because I'm feeling stressed out, I go straight to the kitchen and I look for something that's going to make me feel better. And that might be for a lot of us some kind of sweet. It could be cookies. It could be ice cream. It could be some comfort food that maybe we're eating it because we want to stuff our emotions down, because that can be very common. It's just like, I don't want to think about those things and I'm just going to eat and that will just, you know, block those emotions from coming up. But what if we were able to work through and say, okay, I feel a little stressed out. I'm going to do some other, you know, breathing techniques, other things that will make me happy. And then when I go to the kitchen, I'm going to be able to check in and what does my body actually want versus what's going to, you know, be a Band-Aid for my emotional state right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. And I know I've lost a whole bunch of weight a few years ago. I was 50 pounds and it took me about a year to lose it. And I did it by doing just that. I would, like, check in with my belly. And I noticed that there's two kinds of eating. There's belly eating and there's brain eating. And belly eating is not very frequent. And it doesn't take much to satisfy belly eating. But brain eating, you're never satisfied. Is that true? I mean,
Yeah, because we're always, if we've got a lot of emotional stuff going on that we aren't actually dealing with, we can only push it down so far. It's always going to be there, which means that we're going to always be going for things that aren't supporting us. And like you said, you're never going to feel satisfied. And I really, you know, I find that that can be the emotional, and you know this well with taking the longevity products, is that when we're not also feeding ourselves goodness in vitamins and minerals and such like that, then we might actually have a physiologic response in going for more food and could be craving things that aren't so supportive of our system. Personally, for years, I was having a hard time feeling satisfied. I would eat a very good, healthy meal, and then I would end up going for seconds and thirds because I wasn't feeling satisfied. And what I later realized was that I was deficient in my minerals and vitamins. And when I started supporting on that level, so there's, you know, different aspects to look at. But when I started doing that, all of a sudden my portion size started to get smaller.
How
so I was really fascinated by both elements of that.
How long did it take from the time you started using longevity products to the time you started to notice that you were feeling satisfied quicker, or you had changes in your appetite? And I assume you lost weight too.
Yeah, you know, my digestive issues started going, the bloating, gas, all those things. I started, and there was a relief too, because I felt like, what is going on with me that I cannot feel satisfied after a meal? But probably within a month, I felt the difference. I was starting to see the difference, and I didn't even make the connection initially because I was so used to, you know, trying to take different supplements, but it wasn't until a really good mineral vitamin specifically in that arena that made such a difference. And also for mood. I don't think people realize how much, you know, just even anxiety or depression or emotional stuff can be so affected if we're not getting the nutrients. I actually have a quick funny story on that. I thought I would take a quick little break when I went on my honeymoon because I thought, well, I don't want to carry it around and, you know, maybe it's good to take a break. And so within the first 10 days, my husband said, seems like you're just in a bad mood every day. And then he gave me his supplements. And after that day, I was not in a bad mood again.
What did he give you?
Well, he gave me his mineral and vitamin and omega.
Okay, now, it wasn't longevity.
So, you know, basically equivalent of a healthy start pack.
A healthy start pack, gotcha. And you're selling longevity, or do you have a business in Maui?
You know, I am a distributor, and I definitely do, you know, give that to my clients and stuff like that. I haven't actively been selling, but I recommend it to everyone. I
want you to walk us through what it's like to be a eating psychology coach when somebody comes into your practice and how you handle that and what that's about, because I imagine a lot of our listeners might be curious about eating psychology coaches and where you find an eating psychology coach. We're talking to Jessica Dubois about eating psychology. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll take a commercial break and come back right after this. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Jessica Dubois, a psychology coach. And I want to run through, Jessica, what exactly an eating psychology therapy session is about. But before we even get into that, what do you mean by eating psychology?
Great idea. Great question. So eating psychology is really looking at all aspects. It's not just about eating, but it's all the emotional components that make us how we take in food. But we realize that it's about food, but it's not about food. Because if you're coming to the table and you've got other things going on, you're in a stress state, you're going to take in that food very differently than if you're in a table with good friends and you're having a good time and you've got a lot of spaciousness to enjoy that meal. So it's eating psychology. We look at emotions, experiences, belief systems, everything that is around ourselves and the food that we're taking in.
So in other words, you look at the psychology, the whole person, not just eating psychology, but psychology in general, correct?
I guess you could say that. I mean, I personally come from a psychology background, and I find people so fascinating. We're such unique beings. And so this is why, and I have a passion for eating. So that's why the two of these are so beautifully tied in together, because yes, it is about the person and about what they're bringing to the table when they are consuming food.
Are you also a chef by any chance?
I'm not a chef, but I will say that I really enjoy making healthy chocolates and sweets because they're so hard to find. So people keep telling me to sell them. So that's as far as I get to a chef.
What do you use for sweetener?
It's interesting. I use a monk fruit sweetener, and I am looking into other really good ones, as I was using one that had erythritol, which now I am questioning if that's a good idea.
But do you like the monk fruit extract? I've kind of been playing around with that myself. It's not overly sweet if you're used to sugar.
Yeah, I was using a combination of monk fruit and erythritol, and I've been doing a little more research with that, and now I'm wondering if I should. I never really played around with stevia, but I know a lot of people really like it, so I'm
stevia has its own characteristic sort of taste, but it's not really sugar. It activates sweet receptors, so it doesn't have quite the same sweetness, flavor, sweetness type as sugar does, but it can definitely be a nice substitute if you just want to get by. And obviously sugar is a big problem. So somebody comes in, yep. What, they call you up? What do they do? Come to your office? How's that work?
Sure. Well, the beauty of this work is that you can do it in person, but you can do it anywhere because of the beauty of being online. So sometimes I'll do it either as a video call or I'll do it as a phone call, or if somebody is local, they also can come into my office space too. So it really gives flexibility with whatever works for the person's location and schedule.
And typically what would their complaints be? What would they be wanting help with?
Great. You know, obviously a very common one is weight loss. But it also can be digestion. People can also come in because they just feel like their energy is low, is lacking, or they have low self-esteem with body image. So there is a variety of different issues that it can be even, you know, other health conditions that are going on for them. I mean, even people are wondering like, oh, how do I eat well? You know, maybe my doctor says I'm pre-diabetic or I'm on the road to heart disease. So a whole variety of issues can happen because we're not treating ourselves well when it comes to nutrition, but it can be other elements. And so when somebody comes in, they might actually think, oh, we're just going to talk about food this entire time. And I actually don't even start with the food component. I start with what's going on in their life, because if they're not happy in their job or in the relationship, or maybe they're wanting to be doing something else in their life and they're not doing it, it's going to impact their health, and often the gateway problem could be around the food. So, you know, we were talking earlier, if they're not happy with something and they might go towards the food to give them the happiness, then that might create some issues. So, but let's say they realize, okay, and through our sessions, we're going to start to unravel that, and they'll be like, actually, yeah, I feel like I could be doing something better. So my passion to follow this, I've been in this job for 10 years, is no longer giving me that satisfaction. And when they start to find that love and passion, you know, for maybe making a shift, if that's what they ended up deciding to doing, or maybe it's just unpacking a little bit more and finding the joy in what they're, and I use a job as an example, but it can be anything. It's just an easy one to tune into. Then what can happen is that not only do we start making shifts around the food and how they're eating the food, that's something I haven't talked about, but it's fascinating. Then what happens is some of those issues, whether it's digestion, energy, weight loss, that they're looking for, those can start to really make dramatic shifts. Even in a couple weeks, I start to see that change happening.
So you start to mention about how you eat, and I think you're referring to the pace of the slowdown kind of thing. And I noticed that you read the book The Slowdown Diet, which I read a long time ago. It's a great book. Mark David does great stuff around eating and eating action. Tell us what the whole relationship between the speed and the pace of your eating and satisfaction, appetite suppression, weight loss, how they link together.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. So many of us we live in such a fast-paced world, and that ends up affecting how we eat. I know that I'm guilty of trying to, you know, put something down my gullet between sessions and not giving myself the time, as so many of us do, is like, oh, let's make a nice meal. Let's sit down, enjoy it. And what happens is we're trying to eat very quickly, and what we don't realize is not just about what we're putting into our system, but it's about how we're doing it. And if we're eating it quickly, so many of us can be fast eaters, then the body doesn't actually recognize that it's getting all this good nutrition in itself, and it can affect how much you actually absorb in your system. And your body, it actually thinks it's stress. Even if you don't feel stressed, but you're eating quickly, or you're eating on the go, right? You're eating in a car, or you're watching, you know, the latest Netflix show, and you're eating at the same time, and you might be enjoying that show, but your body will interpret that, because it's not focused or it's eating quickly, as a stress response. And then that means that a whole slew of fun things, but basically you're not getting all that yummy blood flow down there. It's going to your extremities, to your head, and you are impairing your ability to actually absorb all that nutrition from the food.
Plus, running risks for ulcerative colitis and irritable bowel syndrome and heartburn and all kinds of digestive problems, too, I bet.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, people are always complaining about why is it that I have such this, you know, this tire around my midriff. And that can just come from not only not being able to digest well and the bloating happens, but also your cortisol level, you know, which is kind of the stress, is going to get increased when the body thinks that, you know, when you're eating fast, the body thinks, oh, you're running from a tiger, you're in a stress state. And so you actually will pack on extra fat all around your organs, creating that very unsavory look that so many of us are trying to, you know, eliminate.
I know exactly what you're talking about. So we have about a minute. Give us a strategy for just somebody being able to kind of slow down and get the most bang for their calorie buck.
Absolutely. So the best thing you can do is that when you sit down to eat, try to be present with your food, close your eyes, put your hands on your belly, take a couple really nice, beautiful, deep breaths, really feel that abdominal breath because we tend to do a lot of upper breath, upper chest breathing. And if you can take those full deep breaths and really get yourself in that nice zone before you eat, and then when you are eating, really be present with your food and have as much pleasure as you can. Enjoy those flavors. Look at the beautiful visuals. Just take all that in and have that presence. Your body is actually going to feel much more satiated. You're going to absorb and digest that food better, and you're going to feel better in your system. And you probably will not need to eat as much because your body will get the signals, oh, I'm eating, and now I'm full.
Yeah, that sounds like a great strategy for life. Just slow down, take in the colors, enjoy the sensations.
Yes.
Isn't that a metaphor for life?
Food,
that's awesome.
Exactly. The way we handle food is the way we handle life. So if we can handle food well, we can handle life well, and vice versa.
Now, how do people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you and want some more information?
Great question. So my website is www.jessicadeboer, that's D-E-B-O-E-R, B as in boy, at jessicadeboerhealth.com.
jessicadeboerhealth.com. Awesome.
Yes.
And if anybody wants to send me an email, ben@ksco.com, I can get that to you as well. Thanks, Jessica. Have a beautiful day. It's great to talk to you. That was Jessica DeBoer.
Thank you so
psychology.
Much.
Thank you. Eating psychology coach. I'm pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime.